Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast on spiritual warfare. I'm Steve Hemphill, and Battle Plan is an ongoing discussion of how we put our faith into action. The website is active-faith.org, and my email is stevehemphill1@me.com. Love to hear from you. Our goal is to take back territory, expel evil, and heal through spiritual growth. Today, we're going to talk about two benefits of understanding spiritual warfare. Let me start with reading Ephesians 6, verse 12, in several different versions. CEB, we aren't fighting against human enemies, but against rulers, authorities, forces of cosmic darkness, and spiritual powers of evil in the heavens. CJB, for we're not struggling against human beings, but against the rulers, authorities, and cosmic powers governing this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. CEV, we're not fighting against humans, we're fighting against forces and authorities and against rulers of darkness and powers in the spiritual world. Darby, because our struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against principalities, against authorities, against the universal lords of darkness, against spiritual power of wickedness in the heavenlies. ERV, our fight is not against people on earth. We're fighting against the rulers and authorities and the powers of this world's darkness. We're fighting against the spiritual powers of evil in the heavenly places. The easy-to-read version, we're not fighting against human beings. Instead, we're fighting against the rulers and the powerful spirits that have authority over this dark world. We're fighting against the bad spirits who live in the heavens. Phillips, we are up against the unseen power that controls this dark world and spiritual agents from the very headquarters of evil. And last, the message. This is no weekend war that we'll walk away from and forget about in a couple of hours. This is for keeps, a life or death fight to the finish against the devil and all his angels. Now, I believe every Christian should have ongoing training in the area of spiritual warfare. And here are the two amazing benefits that I see for doing so. Number one, understanding spiritual warfare reminds you that the enemy is not the person treating you badly. It's the unseen being who is influencing the person to treat you badly. And number two, it changes how you pray. You pray differently. You pray against the unseen being instead of against the person. You don't ask God to make them stop treating you badly. You ask that God make that person deaf to the voice of the enemy and only be able to hear the voice of truth. See, it changes how you think and act because of the bad things that are happening to you, and it changes how you pray about it. So, in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest part of your personal battle plan might be to sign up for one of our courses on the spiritual warfare at active-faith.org, or buy a book or hunt down a podcast on spiritual warfare. There are lots of them out there. Ours is called Battle Plan, but there are a few others. You might pray like this: Lord, open my eyes to the unseen battle around me that I have ignored and acted like it wasn't happening. Help me to know how to best pray and how to join in the fight, freeing myself and others from Satan's grasp. In Jesus' name, amen. And let me remind you to keep praying, because prayer works. God loves you, and I love you. Have a great day.